ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू दिस स्पेशल सेशन प्रिपेयरिंग योरसेल्फ to celebrate meeting with your beloved, most beloved Bap Dada. I want to ask you, who is more excited? Am I excited to meet Baba or Baba is excited to meet you? What? Huh? Who is excited more? Huh? Are you more excited or Baba more excited? You know, it is reciprocal, right? Love begets love. Remembrance begets remembrance. So, you love me, I love you. Baba is also anticipating, waiting to come down. And we are also waiting to go up. He come down and we go up. Is that right? So what it means, we go up, he come down. Because our meeting is subtle. Nowadays, meeting with Bap Dada is avyakt, subtle. No physical, you know. And that is why I am saying, he comes from Parandham to subtle region, enters the avyakt Baba's body, and we go from here to the subtle region into our angelic body. So we both meet. Huh? Are you ready? Is your dress ready? You haven't prepared the dress. You know, in olden days, when Baba used to come physically in Sakar Gulzar Dadi's body, people were so excited that they have to wear new clothes, they must take a head shower, whole body, wash the hair, you know, to go and meet Baba. And by the time they go to Shantivan, sit there, they are so exhausted that they fall asleep. Because from morning they are excited, preparing, you know. So, but now it is not like that. Because we don't need to make any physical, of course, clean clothes, you know. That is necessary, but not like those days. But yet, we have to prepare from inside. Invocation. You know, anyone you meet, before you meet them, you invite them. You invite them to come. And then you meet, right? Then you greet. So this is also like invocation. You know, I am invoking Baba. Invocation. So this invocation is an anticipation to meet. Sometimes I ask people, which moment is more important? Waiting time to meet or meeting time? You are waiting somebody. You have invited someone and waiting they will come. That moment is more exciting, or when they come and you meet? Huh? Which one? Waiting time. Because once you met, the game is over. Right? So the game is over in the sense that you are in it. Just like I give you example of a buzzing moth. Moth. You know, when the butterfly fly from one flower to another flower, it makes a buzzing sound. And once the butterfly enters into the honey, the flower, it becomes part of the honey, no sound. So that is the meeting time. Finished. We just know nothing to say. We are lost. We are merged. We are one with each other. You know? So that moment is very valuable. When you are face to face with Bab Dada, your drishti in Baba's drishti, the first time when Baba open eye, I must catch that glimpse. So that is why the preparation, you know. So of course you have seen in pictures also, Dadi Gulzar, you know, I know Dadi Gulzar very well. We used to meet her on the day when Bab Dada comes, and we used to share with her all that is going on in Gyan Sarovar, like Kumari's retreat, children retreat, this, all the news we tell her, because we believe Baba will listen through her when we tell her. But Dadi observed total silence. She won't meet people on that day when Bab Dada comes. She don't entertain any meeting, talking. She is in silence. Because that is necessary. Because, you know, God is coming from Parandham into her body, and she need to have so much silence to hold that supreme soul in her for so many hours. And we have seen, we have asked her also, what preparation do you make on the day of Bab Dada's meeting? She always have said, I keep introvert and silence. No meeting with people. Only because we want to share our news to Baba, we take permission. That's all. And she don't talk, she just listen. So that means when we are talking, Baba is listening. And Baba responds in the Murli about what he has heard. So that is a proof that he has heard what we have said to Dadi Gulzar before Bab Dada came, you know. So if Dadi Gulzar herself is making preparation to be introvert, to be in silence, invoking Baba, how much preparation we have to make? To catch that glimpses, you know, to catch that vibration. Because now it is becoming subtle, no physical. You know, sometimes people say, Why should we come to Madhuban to watch the video? We can watch in the center also, on the WhatsApp also. No, you won't get that experience at all, I tell you. I have met Baba in Sakar, Prajapita Brahma. I have taken Drushti from Baba. And I have met Avyakt Bab Dada innumerable times through Dadi Gulzar in 50 years. And I have also seen Avyakt Baba on the video in the Diamond Hall. It makes a lot of difference. And I have been in our center, sitting in the classroom watching the video, same video, you won't get the same vibration. You know? So that is why it is important that we come in the bodily, physically to Madhuban. Because at that time Baba has given the program, so he will definitely come. His presence will definitely be there. There is no doubt. You know, whether it is video or what. But Baba's presence is there. I have experienced. It doesn't feel like video. It is practically Dadi Gulzar coming, sitting, offering bhog to Baba, then Baba comes. And the first thing Baba does when he comes is silence, only drishti for some time, 5-10 minutes to everyone. He speaks through language of the eyes, language of the expression on the face. You can see the face change, the drishti change. When Bab Dada comes, we have seen practically, even now you will see tomorrow, you know, the vibration change. Because Baba has the power to give you the experience of his presence without being present. That is the beauty of God. You know, give the feeling of his presence without being present. How? Through vibration. So you got to be very alert. You got to be very active, you know, so that you don't miss even 1 second of drishti, 1 second of vibrations, as far as the murli is going on. Because Baba is there. Baba is there, definitely is there. No? He has come to meet his children, so many children have come. So he is there. He can give us the feeling of his presence without being present. But I must be in the same frequency. You know? See, now, for example, if you want to turn on the radio and if you want to listen to a particular station, your frequency should be tuned in, isn't it? If you are not tuned into the right frequency, you cannot catch the sound vibration. So you cannot hear. So hear the same thing. Now Baba speaks through, first of all, vibrations. Secondly, through drishti. And then only words. So that is why we have half an hour meditation before Dadi Gulzar comes. You know, to prepare, create an atmosphere. That's why you can see in the Diamond Hall, there is total silence, 20,000 people just sitting in silence, just imagine. Nobody can make people so quiet except God, you know. You can tell people don't talk, but they will. But once Dadi Gulzar goes in, comes and trance, silent. So what I would like you to do is, in preparation, now it is 24 hours, right? So tomorrow is the day. So promise yourself to create a stage, a vyakta stage. That's a preparation. Avyakta stage, so that I transport myself from now itself into the subtle region. Yeah? So that I don't need to make any other effort. I am already there with Baba. I just need to touch, that's all. So, I suggest for the first timers, you know, to create that avyakta stage and create that feeling of bliss, I would say, not just happiness, of finding God, the one the whole world is searching for. I have found Him and I am going to meet Him today, you know, one to one, private meeting in the public. Yeah, let other people say they meet, that is their problem. I am going to have private meeting in the public. So I have to create my angelic stage, angelic, in the angelic world, and see myself in my angelic form, avyakt form. What is avyakt? Avyakt means beyond physical. You know, vyakt is physical, avyakt means beyond gross. So you need to visualize yourself, your angelic costume on the screen of your mind, and enter that angelic costume many times from now until tomorrow. In fact, you stay there. You know, only come down for doing some gross things like taking shower, eating food. I need to come into the physical body, physical world. Other than that, I am not resident of this world. I change my resident for the next 24 hours to the subtle region. So the experience is that it's a region of white, silvery light, subtle region. You know, thousands of moonlights put together. It's a region of light, it's a region of might, it's a region of quiet, it's a region of bright. So you can feel the energy there. You know, you feel you are beyond gravity. That is subtle region experience. Because it's beyond five elements. No gravity stay there. So that means I feel double light. Angel means double light, in the body of light, in the form of light.
So we ask people, how far is the subtle region? Have you been to subtle region? Any first timers? How many of you been to subtle region? Raise your hand. How far is it? Is it far? We say that, right? Theoretically, one thought away, it's 1 second. Is it true? Real? It is real. Only if you do one thing, and that is change your dress. When you change your dress, your address change. Finish. You change your dress from white dress to light dress. That's all. But to change the dress, you have to visualize your dress on the screen of your mind. You must see the dress. So you go away from this and into that. Then you find yourself in the subtle region, a region of silvery white light, very quiet, no sound there. You know, only through drishti, through vibration, through signal. So you start experiencing that before you go to the Diamond Hall tomorrow and sit there, you know, watching Dadi Gulzar coming, sitting, Bab Dada coming, giving drishti, then start speaking. Yeah? You already rehearse from now onwards. After the class today, make your determined thought that I will observe silence until I meet Bab Dada tomorrow in the Diamond Hall. Is that okay? Yeah, you don't need to talk. There is nothing to talk. Everything is announced. You know, what time the bus goes, how you go, what door to enter, where you will sit, everything is clear. You don't need to panic. So you start rehearsing from now itself, as if Baba is invoking you. You know, it's an invocation day, actually. You know, especially from Amrit Vela onwards, invocation. Even trans messengers, they share, you know, when they have to offer bhog, Mohini Ben and Vedanti Ben, many of them have shared that early morning Amrit Vela, they go to Baba and they give the message, Baba, today I am going to bring bhog. Bhog, they don't sit just like that. They are told night before, tomorrow morning you will be offering bhog. And they give the message to Baba at Amrit Vela. That means, like, you know, when you want to, in those days when we used to make international call, we go through the telephone exchange and we make a trunk call booking and then they will call you. It's something like that, you know. So it's like already call booked. So when you sit there, Baba is ready to pull the string. You know, call, come through. Not everybody, only those who have the parts. All of us cannot go in trance. I don't go, you know. But I can feel the vibrations. When the trans messenger goes and then when they come and narrate, you can visualize, you know. So One thing you need to do is to have a vyakta stage in preparation. Don't get excited. Just be normal. You know, just to create deep love for Baba. Remain lost in the love and be one with Baba in silence and practice more avyakta stage. You know, whatever you see, whoever you see them as an angel. I am an angel, she is an angel, he is an angel. So this is a world of angels. So then, when we go there, you know, what I advise you to do is that wherever you get seat, don't worry about the seat. Baba will see you wherever you are. Even if you are sitting at the last in the diamond hall, he can see you. You don't need to worry. But keep awake. Keep your eyes open and make the eye contact. That's first important thing, you know. Look straight into the eyes and take the power from Baba's eyes. He will tell you more things, more than the Murli, you know. And then, when Baba begin to speak, don't write notes. Don't put your head down and start writing notes. You will miss Drishti. You will get the copy of the Murli afterwards. Anywhere it is a revision course, so we will get the copy of the Murli and Murli will be revised by one of the seniors next day. You don't need to worry. Okay? So don't put your head down to write the Murli. But look into Baba's eyes straight and absorb every jewel that Baba is giving. And take it deep inside you. Experience it yourself, whatever he is saying, you know. So that experience is very important. And don't worry about who is sitting next to you, who is sitting in front of you, who is sitting behind you. No need to worry. You feel you are alone meeting Baba. Baba has come specially for you. Only one to one. I am not thinking about anybody else. Don't think about your country, your student, nothing. You know? So prepare, sit in such a way, you know? And double foreigners always get good seats. I tell you, you are very fortunate, you know. And we advise people, tomorrow they will announce not to take big bags downstairs because it is very hot downstairs. So you don't need too many warm clothes, just one shawl, one cardigan, just to, in case coming back it will be cold. But in the hall it won't be cold. And take enough bottle of water so that you feel thirsty, you don't need to go out, you know. And they will announce in case of some emergency you have to go to the washroom, where to go, they will announce tomorrow. But you can avoid getting up from the hall when Bab Dada is there. You know, usually the Murli starts at 6:30 until 7:30, 1 hour only. Nowadays it is fixed, 1 hour only, and so I will make sure I listen to Baba's Murli word by word, not paying attention. Somebody sleeping next to me, somebody is talking next to me, somebody, you know, don't worry about anything. You say, Baba has come for me,
I am looking straight into Baba's eyes and I am listening Baba speaking to me personally. I give you one homework. When you are listening to the Murli, you create every line of Baba's Murli into blessing. And you count how many blessings you got today. Usually we get only one blessing in the Murli. But the whole Murli is a blessing in a way. We did that, you know. When Baba stopped speaking the Murli, then Dadi Janki said, why do you do? Those days Baba used to meet us personally. So we did not care for the whole Murli. We did not pay much attention. We were waiting when our turn comes, what Baba says to me, that is blessing. No, Dadi Janki taught us. Every version of Baba is a blessing for you. So, tomorrow you see how many blessings you can collect in your apron. Every sentence make it into blessing. Then by the end of the Murli, you feel so rich. You feel so holy. You feel so blessed. You know, so I would suggest this kind of preparation which is necessary. Don't expect any miracles happening. You know, this is not occult power. You know, no miracles will happen. Okay, so you keep that in mind. And of course, we usually have a special ceremony, you know, for the first timers, engagement or marriage. Are you going to engage to Baba or married to Baba? How many of you are planning to get married? You got to register in the global office. That's why I'm asking. How many of you are getting married tomorrow? You're already engaged, but you will be married. Hopefully the marriage is not divorce in the evening. Nowadays it is like that. Morning marriage, evening divorce. Morning hello, evening goodbye. No. This beloved is not of that kind. So tomorrow morning you will have a special ceremony on the day of Baba coming. Keeping Baba as a witness here, so you will receive special wedding ring on behalf of Baba, all of you. Anyone who is not ready to take the ring, because this is a commitment to Baba. Wearing the ring is a commitment of relationship. I will always be loyal, faithful to you until the last breath of my life. You know? So I should be following, like today Baba said in the blessing, all the maryadas, rules, regulations of Brahmin life, even after going back to our centers. You know, some BKs are very smart. They follow the principles until they come to Madhuban, and after going back from Madhuban, they become slack. So then what is the point of taking ring? Ring means until I die, there is no question of breaking relationship. Means following all the principles accurately. So how many of you are prepared for that commitment? Raise your hand. I will just maintain because I'm giving my hand in Baba's hand. So it's not an ordinary commitment, right? Then I cannot use this hand for any other
wrong activity, either eating meat, killing animal, cooking meat, you know, all this I cannot do. Once I have given my hand as a commitment, it's a purity. I am promising purity to Baba. Yeah? So I am not going to go back from my promise. Right? Some of us sometimes feel we are not ready yet. We are not sure when we go back home we can maintain the commitment. If you are not sure, then wait for next year. You are not compulsorily asked to take the ring. It's not compulsion. It's voluntary. Totally personal commitment. Right? And you are lucky, double foreigners only get the ring. Bharatvasis don't get. Because there are too many in number. We are only 50, 60, see? Even though it is a silver ring, but it has some value. It has some value. We must take care of it, not lose it, not get lost here and there, you know, and not use the hand anymore for any wrong things. Beating someone, stealing something, anything wrong we cannot do. You know, it's a commitment for Baba. Just like Sita was drawn the line by Lakshman, don't cross this line. So Baba also gives that maryada discipline to keep up. Because this again naturally reminds us that I am married to Baba. So I am not alone. I am always combined. My companion is Baba. So I don't need to say to anybody, but seeing the way I am leading my life, other people can get that feeling. You know? So think about it. After today, you are going to the global office to register, right? They will come for you to register you for tomorrow's ring ceremony. Okay? The sisters from global office will come here to register you. And if anybody feels they are not ready, don't feel guilty. Doesn't matter. Next year. But if you are really sure I will keep up my promise, I am sure about the commitment, then you take. Right? It's no compulsion. But there is some commitment required. That's what we are sharing with you. So you are lucky. The day Baba comes, you get the ring and then you can show it to Baba, wherever you are seated. Baba knows already, but still, you know, you are happy that Baba is present here. So I am Baba's and Baba is mine. A feeling of renewal once again, you know. So that, as Mohini Ben was saying today, you see, we become pakka Brahmin. Then only we become angel. Brijmohan Bhai seems he was saying that now our Brahmin life is over. Now we have to be angels. Because from angel we become deity. So you have to be pakka Brahmin. You know, pakka Brahmin means five things, note. So you are going to commit for these five things before you get the rings. One is every day Amrit Vela, because Brahmins are born at Amrit Vela of the confluence age. So we have to wake up every day Amrit Vela. Secondly, every day Murli, because we are born through knowledge. We have to sustain ourselves with knowledge. And thirdly, Brahma Bhojan, pure food. At least once a day we must cook food, offer to Baba, eat in Baba's remembrance. Pure food. And fourthly, brahmacharya. No lust, no vice. And fifthly, brahma acharya, which means following the footsteps of Brahma Baba. So, are you ready to follow these five qualifications for being a Pakka Brahmin? Raise your hand, let us see. Okay, congratulations in advance. For tomorrow. Because, you know, in this ring is written Godfather Shiva, my husband's name. So I have to protect Baba's honor, right? I cannot use this for any other things. So you can create that internal happiness in you. Tomorrow is going to be my wedding ceremony. Tomorrow is going to be my commitment to Baba. And then evening he is coming to meet me, reception. Morning wedding, evening reception. 20,000 people are coming for your wedding reception. Just imagine, whole Brahmin family. They are so happy when double foreigners come. You know, they see double foreigners, especially first timers. Recognizing Baba, because you have recognized Baba, you have made effort to come all the way from your countries, no matter what difficulties may have come, but you have put aside all those. Because you said, now, after 5,000 years, my Baba has come, I have to go. And Baba made it happen for you. Right? So, from now, create that internal happiness, an internal avyakta stage. And so when you are going in the diamond hall, sitting there, you can instantly get connected. You don't need to make any effort. And you can feel the flow of God's sustenance for the whole time. Is that okay? Is that clear to all of you? Anything you want to ask anybody, first timers? Everything clear? Yeah? And today something will happen, especially for double foreigners. Because you have kept the courage, you are going to get a crown today. Wow! Physical crown. So tomorrow when you go in the diamond hall, all the first timers can wear the crown and sit. So you will be highlighted. Baba will also see, oh, these are my brides from foreign countries. So Vietnam family has made this special crown. Bring a sample to show them. For the first timers only. So don't wear it today. Today we will put it on you, but take it out. But when you sit in the diamond hall tomorrow, then you take it out of the bag and wear it. Wherever you sit doesn't matter. But it's only for first timers, not for all double foreigners. Right? And you will have your ring. You will have your tilak tomorrow. See, this will be very highlighted. It cannot be hidden. But don't put on the light until you, when Bap Dada comes. There is a switch here. You can know the switch, you can turn off the switch. So wherever you are, they will see, who are these? These are new brides of Baba. We will tell Shashibain to announce. All the new brides got married today, they got this crown. It's nice, isn't it? Very beautiful. So we will invite you one by one. We will give you this today, but then you can take it off the light and then bring it with you tomorrow and wear it. Put the lights on. It will be a surprise in the midst of 20,000 people. Oh, 50 people having the crown of light. So you are happy?
Yes.
This is first time. We never had this before. This is addition to rings. very nice. Okay? How about? The first you will come, we will have 3 minutes powerful meditation of our commitment to Baba, and then when you come one by one, you get the crown and then you will go and register. Sister is sitting there, Dharti, you will go and register your name for your marriage tomorrow, rings. Then Shilu Ben, myself, Rajini Ben will be here. We will give you toli, blessing, tilak, ring, everything. And you can bring your crowns tomorrow. You can put on your crowns also.
Okay? Yeah, this crown is for the first timers. And even though you know don't need a ring, still you can have a crown.
Yeah.
You know, if someone
anybody who don't take ring tomorrow, anybody who is not ready, first timers. All are ready.
Okay, good.
Very
and this
good.
Only for first timer, that not for the companion or the people, who, the souls who wanted to change or get a new one. They won't come. They will have a. They will. They can get a ring tomorrow. For the old ones who are lost or you want to change, but this is for the first timer. Okay.
Okay.
Om Shanti.
So we have a very powerful song now. And remembrance of Baba for our commitment, okay? Then you get, first of all, the crown of purity today. Then commitment ring tomorrow, okay? Okay. But you must take out from here, don't go out with the crown, with the light, until tomorrow when you sit in the diamond hall, okay? Om Shanti.